WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Leo Weston, back with another 5-minute dose of emotional fitness, packed in just like those delicious superfood bars you grab on the go. You know, the ones that are supposed to give you all this energy and focus? Well, today's episode is about getting that same kind of boost, but for your mind. We're talking about something incredibly powerful. Focusing on the present moment and letting go of those pesky regrets. Ever feel like you're stuck replaying past mistakes in your head, wishing things were different? You know that feeling when you trip over that invisible rock again, even though you've stepped over it 100 times before? Yeah, that's what we're tackling today. It's time to ditch the mental rewind button and become masters of the present moment. Now, why is this so important? Because dwelling on the past only steals the joy from your right now. You can't change yesterday, but you absolutely can shape tomorrow. And let's be real, who wants to live in a world where regrets are steering the wheel? Not me, and I don't think you do either. So, buckle up because these 5 takeaways will help you navigate that mental roller coaster and reclaim your present moment power. Firstly, acknowledge those regrets. Don't try to bury them under a pile of distractions or pretend they don't exist. It's like ignoring a leaky faucet, it just keeps getting worse. Embrace them, understand what lessons they hold, and then let them go. Think of it as a mental detox. You release the old baggage and make space for new experiences and growth. Secondly, shift your focus to what you can control. Dwelling on the past is like trying to build a sandcastle in a hurricane. You're fighting against the tide. Instead, focus on your actions, your thoughts, your choices today. You have the power to influence your future, one decision at a time. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you're grateful for can be a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or simply being alive and experiencing this amazing journey we call life. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the present moment in a more positive light. Fourthly, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a monk living on a mountaintop, though. Hey, if that's your thing, go for it. Mindfulness is simply being present in this moment. Pay attention to your senses, your surroundings, and your breath. When your mind starts wandering back to the past, gently guide it back to the here and now. Finally, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, learn from them, grow from them, and move on. You are not defined by your past, but by how you choose to learn and evolve. Now, let me tell you a quick story. My buddy Mark used to be haunted by this one regret. He missed his chance to audition for a play when he was in high school because he was afraid of failing. He spent years replaying that moment, imagining what could have been. Then, one day, he realized he was missing out on new opportunities because he was stuck in the past. So, Mark took a leap of faith and joined an improv class. He stumbled at first, felt awkward, even made some cringe-worthy mistakes. But then something amazing happened. He started to have fun. He embraced the challenge, learned from his missteps, and discovered a new passion. Mark's story is a powerful reminder that letting go of regrets opens up doors to new possibilities. So, my friends, what will you do with your present moment? Choose to focus on what's in front of you, learn from the past, and create a future filled with possibilities. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Embrace this day, and let's make it a masterpiece. Join me tomorrow for another dose of emotional fitness. Share your thoughts with me on social media using hashtag mindfulmasculinity. I love hearing from you guys. Until then, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.